Good morning, listeners. This is Elizabeth from We the People. Welcome.
Hi, this is Aaron, and we've got everybody here because this show is called
We the People
for a reason. Brought to you by ReadingTeaParty.com and KNCR, home of Free Fire Media.
Wow, Aaron, this is exciting. This is our debut show.
We've got a good lineup for you guys. We've got Wally Herger, our congressman, calling in to talk to us about the lame duck session. We've got Jim Nielsen calling in. He just finished with a bunch of budget stuff. And Doug LaMalf is calling in from the campaign trail.
Hey, and I want to tell everybody, mark your calendar, because 1 year from now we're having an anniversary. This is great. And I do want to say that We the People is sponsored by Miller Auto Transport and Pearson's Excavating. Thank you, gentlemen.
Two of our great members who stepped up and said, we'd like to be part of sponsoring this show. Hey, wanted to let you guys know you can go to www.kcnr1460.com and join the chat room. We're going to multitask here, and we're going to chat with you online and bring your comments in. And you can also call in at 605-4567. Wanted to let you know, too, that the Monday night Reading Tea Party meeting at 6 o'clock, we're going to have people from the Carly campaign. So,
and for those of you that don't know, the Reading Tea Party Patriots meet every Monday night without fail at 6 p.m. sharp at the Bonneview Baptist Church, including holidays. So feel free to plug in at any time.
Absolutely. And we'd love your suggestions for shows and for speakers and all that stuff. You can send it to 1460@readingteaparty.com, and we can set some programming up. Wanted to really, really direct you to the ReadingTeaParty.com website so you can see the amazing logo that Robert Exter has created for this program. It is terrific.
Yeah, the Tea Party Patriots are not short of talent.
No, not at all. And they've been really, really busy. We had drive-through voter registration created by Sally Raposa on both Friday and Saturday. I know they registered tons of voters, and It was awesome when I checked on the website last night. There was a message there from a man named Carl. And he said, today I was out there at the Mervyn store for 3.5 hours for voter registration. I saw some people driving by with a smile, and young kids pointed and snickered. Some people gave me a frown, and if they could have killed me with their looks, I would be dead. People who honked and did a thumbs up gave me a really great feeling inside. He said, the blood that flows through my veins goes all the way back before the Revolutionary War. The thought that I was standing tall on the corner holding the Don't Tread on Me flag gave me a feeling of no other. I thought that my ancestors did the same thing at the beginning of this great nation. God bless America. And I thought, what a great way to start the show.
Wonderful. And that's pretty typical of the sentiment of our folks. And we can't drive the point home enough that you got to get out there and vote, folks, because that's one of our God-given rights, and you want to vote while you still can. So if you have moved or married or divorced or made any changes, get out there, vote, re-register, do what you got to do, but get to those polls on November 2nd.
Hey, we're going
to
take a really quick break here. Thanks again to Miller Auto Center. We need more coffee.
Yeah, first time, folks.
And so the home of Free Fire Media here at KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Reading. Thanks a lot. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and it has been an honor to serve you as Reading's mayor. Much has changed in the last 4 years. Times are tough. The state and federal economy is upside down. We must overhaul retirement benefits today, not tomorrow. We must live within our means. I want to continue representing you on the council and continue the work that we have started to make Reading a better place to live and to work. The next 4 years will be fiscally challenging. Today, we need true leadership more than ever. I hope you vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, for Reading City Council, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2010.
Here we go.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for my show, On the Spot with Linda Bott, right here on KCNR 1460. We'll talk food, fashion, theater, what's hot and what's not. I'll be doing in-depth interviews with musicians. Tune in, and you can win special gift certificates from your favorite restaurants, boutiques, and the Mount Shasta Mall. That's On the Spot with Linda Bott, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Elegant Soul Boutique on Placer in California, Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, home of your Brighton dealer, and Market Street Wines, next to the Cascade Theater. Great chocolate, cheese, and wines. See you then.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Okay, we're back. Home of Free Fire Media. This is We the People. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Elizabeth. We're right here. We had Congressman Herker called in early, and so rather than leave him on hold, we asked him to call us back, but he hasn't called yet. So we're going to talk for a second here until he phones in about the propositions we have going. Lots of different things. We actually prepared a voter guide. There are only three yeses on the whole thing. It got a little confusing. One was with the redistricting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the it kind of throws people a little bit.
Yeah, the one was a yes and
does,
the one was a no.
Does no mean yes or does yes mean no?
Absolutely.
Well, the ones that, and just keep in mind that this was done at a state level where a lot of the Tea Party groups got together, did some pretty serious research and reached a consensus, and by no means is this a recommendation. But it does kind of cut to the chase for folks. So it looks like Prop 19, which is the redistricting of congressional districts, we're coming up with a yes on that one, and we're coming 20. Up with a yes on Prop 23, which obviously repeals AB 32, which could be a disaster for the state of California, and Prop 26.
So yeses are 20, 23, and 26. And we have Congressman Herger with us on the phone.
Good morning, Congressman.
Aaron, good morning to you, and thank you for being on the air and sharing the good news and the excitement of the big changes I believe we're going to see come about with the election on November 2nd.
Yeah, what do you guys talk about in the halls back there? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, one good news is we're not back there right now.
That is good.
We're in recess.
Yeah,
so we're
that's
got to
be a relief.
We're not doing anything to anybody, but I'll tell you, the other side, I've never seen the, if you will, the fear of God in these people like you see now. I mean,
yeah, we do need more of that, Congressman.
Boy, do we ever, but you see, I mean, the message is getting out to these people. They're seeing the same polls that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is good news in this, and I believe there is good news of this incredible march stampede to the left that we see through the Obama administration and through Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid is that the
American
voter.
Go with your first. I'll go with the first name you mentioned.
Oh boy! But there's an awakening, if you will, in this country of the voters that boy, this is not the change they were looking for. And there is a mood out there to throw the rascals out like I've never seen before. And believe me, that's getting through to these people. They're basically scared to death.
I talked to a guy in Orland who called me the other day. He and his wife are 78 years old, and they have never voted. And he found our number on the web and called and said, I was in Korea. I lost friends there. And I realized that our country is where it is because I haven't participated. And I want to do a really good job this time. And my wife wants to do a really good job. We're checking on everything. So they called to just double check on the different things that they were unfamiliar with.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine the pollsters out there. They don't know that people who are 78 are just going to vote for the first time.
That's
wild.
That's true. And we've seen this in a number of these special elections around the country over this last year. Is that there were polls out there that showed that the incumbent, that the one had been in for years, the one who was voting against the Constitution and American people for years, the polls showed they were doing fine, and all of a sudden they lost big. One example of that is Scott Brown in Massachusetts, of all states, where he was supposed to be behind. He won by 7 points. And the reason for that, Aaron, is what you're saying. There's people like the friend who called you from, who had fought in the Korean War, veteran, who are voting who have never voted before.
That is, it's amazing. Hey, we have
We have our mayor on the phone.
Oh, he's calling back.
Oh, he's going to call back. Great. Hey, Congressman, good morning. This is Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth.
I do have one question. In your honest opinion, what kind of an impact has the Tea Party movement nationwide had on the overall shift to the right?
You know, I don't think there's any way to describe the magnitude of the difference that that has made. It's off the scales. It's off the scales because, again, so many of these people that are in the Tea Parties around are people who hadn't been involved before. And the mainstream media, who is completely for the Obama-type agenda, they can't believe it. They don't want to accept it. They run it down in every way they can. They try to make fun of the Tea Party people. They tried to originally picture them as extremists, as right-wing radicals. And the more that the American people begin to see of them, of the Tea Party people, how these, as someone described it, these Tea Party gatherings are more genteel, if you will, than going to a church service on Sunday morning.
Yeah, and rumor has it they're really neat and they clean up after themselves, too.
Oh, boy. and so the impact is, you can't describe it. This is America awakening.
Yeah.
It's the voters awakening. And it's the most positive thing that I've seen during my time in politics.
Great. And can you tell us a little bit about the lame duck session coming up? And is that something we need to be concerned about?
Well, we always have to be concerned, absolutely, because, I mean, let's think about what potentially is going to happen. We're going to see potentially a tsunami of change in political offices, so we're going to, but yet those, that tsunami, the candidates that will be elected in that tsunami won't be sworn in until the 1st of January. So when you go back for the reason they call it a lame duck is that all of these members of Congress who would have been defeated will be back there voting again. So for good reason, people should be concerned. However, having said that, we still have the Senate, and we have Rick Brown in the Senate who now they don't have a filibuster proof. So we have a Senate who can stop bad things that are happening in the House. So I am guardedly optimistic that they're not going to be able to do too much damage to us because we have a backup of the Senate. And we also have some people that are going to be a little frightened who are still left of going against what the American people are saying. So I am guardedly optimistic, but we still have to be very much watching it and making sure those who are there know that we're going to hold them accountable.
You've been working with a lot of other races, too. I know you've been working with David Harmer there out of the Stockton and Tracy area, and I know you've been working with Cornelis up there in Oregon. You guys have another race down there in Sacramento area that you've been helping with, haven't you?
Yes. Well, you know, we have Dan Lundgren, who is running for reelection, and that is supposed to be a toss-up race. That's down in South Sacramento, Elk Grove. I think the district runs in up into the Sierras over to the Nevada border in that race, and that is a very tight race with a very well-financed Democrat who's running. And so, yes, we hope to become involved in that race also as far as getting volunteers and people in the help walk precincts and do those sort of thing, particularly perhaps the weekend before the election.
Very cool. So and people down in that area, if they've got friends and family, mm-hmm. they need to get out there and figure out how to help in Dan's race in Sacramento.
And that is a real quick point to make is that Congressman Herger does spend an awful lot of time helping other conservative candidates in other districts because we know that every seat matters.
Every seat matters, and we're getting seats in play that we didn't even know we had candidates in before, literally.
That's
you know,
cool.
I think back to the 94 election. That was at that time, that was a big tsunami that took place. People were so unhappy with Bill Clinton, his big move to the left, his having gays in the military was a big thing that moved, was one of the big issues that brought people out in that race, and a number of other things. But there were literally races that no one was even looking at. They weren't on the radar screen where we won, and our people were winning, and we're seeing that happening even much more so in this election.
That's
so
great. Well,
boy, it's going to be it'll be an exciting time.
Yes,
I'll tell
it will.
You.
Well, we're glad you're
late evening of November 2nd.
Yeah, we're really glad that you're a part of it, Congressman, and we appreciate your calling in very much.
We're happy to ride the front of the wave with you on the tsunami in November. That's going to be awesome. We got to go to a commercial here, and we know you've got to head to church. So
thank you, sir.
We thank you for calling in on our maiden voyage. Hope to hear from you again.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thanks
God
a lot.
God bless you.
This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Freedom means different things to different people. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Commonly, freedom is thought to be free to travel without government control, to be able to make your own decisions regarding health care, family, and religion, to be free to pursue an occupation, and to keep the rewards of your labor. This has worked for America for over 200 years, and America has become a success story that no other nation in the past or today has been able to duplicate. Why would some Americans want to accept changes that have failed in other countries? It's because freedom means different things to different people. There are those that want freedom from life's responsibilities. They want no worries about having a job, health care, food, or housing. They want the government to provide it. And the bonus is, it will punish the producers, whom they believe have too much wealth. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You dream of a platinum wedding, but the reality is you're working with a bronze budget? Then join us for Bridal Talk on KCNR 1460 AM. You'll find the latest tips and information from the area's best wedding industry professionals who really understand how to make your dreams of the perfect wedding a reality in spite of the current economy. And be sure to register for home entertainment products at Clyde's Next Generation, your brand source home entertainment store located in the Shasta Center behind Cool Hand Luke's in Redding.
Bridal Talk, Sundays from noon till 1 on KCNR 1460.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Media. This is We the People, 1460 on your AM dial. Hey, Aaron, I wanted to talk a little bit about one of our members, one of our patriots, who is a sponsor of We the People, tell you a little bit about his business. Bill Miller from Miller Auto Transport. It's kind of an interesting business, especially in a recession economy. Sounds like the guy keeps pretty busy. Basically, he transports anything that you can get up on a transport vehicle, everything from cars and boats to planes. He does a lot of military vehicles. Hey. Anybody that's got collector cars, if you're moving to another state, if you're moving to another country, he can get you to the docks. So he transports pretty much anything. And wanted to give some information about how to reach Bill if you have a need for that service. You can call him if you're out of the area at 1-800-775-1321, and his local number is 530-223-0504, or you can catch him on the web at millerautotransport.com.
And Bill Miller is a heck of a nice man, and whenever we have stuff going on, we need volunteers, things need to be done, Bill is at the front of the line. So
absolutely.
I'm not surprised he's
absolutely
at the front of the line this time. So let's see, we are waiting for our next guest to call in. We have a lot of people out hunting. I know a lot of you thought Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California was going to be on today because that's what we told you. However, Sam neglected to note that there would not be telephones in the woods. So he and H.L. Richardson...
You know, sometimes you just don't think of those things.
Just don't follow it all the way through. So.
No phone in the woods? Are you kidding?
So he's gone today. He's out hunting. But he's going to be on again on a different day. Next week, I wanted to let you guys know that the people from Proposition 23 are going to be on. So they're going to give us the whole skinny on Prop 23.
And for those that don't really understand what that is going to repeal... AB 32, at least until our unemployment figures are down at 5%. So for those that are not aware of AB 32, the rumor is that's going to jack up everybody's electricity rates considerably.
Well, they're talking about 1.1 million jobs will be lost.
Well,
and
big,
then an
big
approximate
deal,
$3,000 increase just in your average household costs. So it's AB 32 is not a good deal for folks. It's going to kick in at the end of the year. I know we had a guy in the group early on that was in the towing business, and he said it was a minimum of $50,000 to $60,000 per truck for him to retrofit and get everything up to speed for compliance. And, you know, who's going to do that? Why don't you just take your tow trucks to another state?
And right off the bat, that kind of takes all the small guys out of the picture.
Absolutely.
And leaves the bulk of the competition up to the big guys, and that's when, you know, prices go up. And not a good thing. So it's manipulating the free market, and we never advocate that.
It is just it's difficult for everybody. So that's one of them. Also, you have the two redistricting things. You got Prop 20, that's a redistricting, and you also have 27. So 20 is a yes vote because it keeps the Citizens Redistricting Commission in place. 27 winds up being a no because that one is set to eliminate the Citizens Redistricting. So I'm sure both are on the ballot with opposite votes, thinking if everybody votes yes, then they get one of them. If everybody votes no, they get one of them.
And it's important to note that districting is critical, especially for folks up here, because we don't have a lot of representation as it is, given that we don't have the population base. So that eliminates some of our representation.
Well, you also have districts. There's one down there in kind of in the Sacramento to all the way over to the Bay Area, and the guy's district looks like a sea serpent. So, you know, there's no way, you know, towns are kind of cut in half, counties are cut in half, so it's very, very difficult to figure out who your representative is, getting a hold of them. I mean, it's kind of like they go through and cherry pick. So to tighten some of this stuff up is going to save all of the candidates a lot of money, and running for office isn't cheap.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
When they've got to cover such a huge area of ground and in and out of so many different things, they've got all different radio stations, newspapers, all that stuff. So anyway, I think that'll make it a lot easier for people. Tons of folks not sure what district they're in, who represents them, and that's a huge problem.
You know, I wanted to touch a little bit on one of the things that the Tea Party, you know, especially locally, one of our focuses, and that would be our veterans. And we have a lot of things coming up in the near future that are going to benefit our veterans where we recognize them. And I want everybody to stay tuned to that and continually go to our website. We update it almost daily to see what we're doing and what's coming up on the calendar. We have a lot of folks involved, and it's amazing how being involved and being project-oriented keeps everybody in a really positive forward motion.
I know that a lot of you have asked, too, about younger people. You know, it's always the thing we hear. When we were up in Bend, Oregon, working with some groups up there, we had a lady that came to the full-day seminar we did. She's 98 years old.
Yeah, she was great. She was great.
Margaret, you know, she comes, she's 98. She's just awesome. You would have thought she was in her 80s. But last week I had...
she went through the depression, so she knows.
Absolutely. And I had the ability last week to go down and help a guy named Jared Bamford down there at Butte College. He's going to try to start a Tea Party group there at the college. And he said, well, you know, we're a commuter school. We're having a little bit of difficulty getting people interested and getting a schedule together. And the debates that we have done up here with that kind of unique format where the candidates ask each other questions, we've done that in Reading twice with Patrick Jones and Ken Murray. You can see all these debates at teapartyvideo.net. That's also linked on the front page of ReadingTeaParty.com. But you can go and you can check out the debate format. Those guys down there at Butte College, I think, are going to start trying it. I know a lady in Louisiana is going to work on it. I know they're going to use it in Oregon. So,
yeah, who knows better?
Interesting things coming.
Who knows the candidates better than the other candidates?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right.
So, again, we the people, ReadingTeaParty.com, brought to you by Miller Auto Transport and Pearson's Excavating.
And we'll tell you a little bit about Dan Pearson's business when we come back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Spain, Saturday, October 16th at 6 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. Taste of Spain is a unique evening of Spanish decor, entertainment, live and silent auction, Spanish tapas and beverages. Proceeds benefit the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and special projects. Come enjoy this fabulous event, Taste of Spain. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. A Taste of Spain, Saturday, October 16th.
Hi, this is Donnie Greenberg, publisher and editor of AnewsCafe.com, the North State's favorite online news magazine. If you've ever read my columns, you know I like to speak my mind. And now I'm inviting you to tell me what's on your mind. Join me every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon, right here on Radio KCNR AM, 1460 on your radio dial. Do radios even have dials anymore? Tell me what you think about everything, right here every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon on KCNR.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Hi, this is Dr. Doug Craig, and I have a new show on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. called Wake Up Call. In my Reading psychology practice for the last 22 years, I have learned a few things about how we can heal ourselves, our relationships, and our families. I hope you'll join me as we move beyond politics with a psychology of hope and understanding. Instead of focusing on our differences, let's celebrate our common truths every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, folks. This is We the People on Free Fire Media, 1460 on your AM dial. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about another one of our sponsors and another patriot, Pearson's Excavating. Really great people. They live out in the Igo area. And just to give you a little bit of information about their business, pretty much they do everything. They have a backhoe, a dozer, a dump truck. They can do grading. They can build roads. They can do home pads, clearing ponds, underground utilities. Basically, they have a general contracting license and can do anything you need. And I know they work out of the area as well, and I guarantee you those folks stay busy. So if you have one of those needs, give them a call at 530-396-2464.
And Dan and Roxy are a lot of fun, too, by the way. So we have Jim Nielsen on the phone, actually. He's going to talk to us about the budget for a second.
That matters.
Good morning, Erin.
Good morning. Oops. This is Elizabeth. I spoke for her.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would suggest that the Tea Party across America, and I can certainly say very right here in California, should take some credit for a budget that is responsible.
Wonderful.
And I've, you know, in speaking to you folks, the times I've come, I've said how you're kind of the wind beneath the wings and the conscience. And I watched that be very telling through the course of this crazy long year. From January until 6:35 Friday morning, when the budget was finally accomplished, and the push had continued constantly to just simply raise taxes and just fund everything that was broken and make no more changes. And there was a resolve among many of us not to make that happen, particularly in my capacity as vice chairman of the budget committee. And it ended up that was the case at 6:35 that Friday morning after 19 and a half hours. What was so aggravating for me, and I spent most of that day angry, and I'm not often a man who's angry, but where it ended up, the budget, was where it was really at least 3 months ago. And why the delay, I have no idea. We'll get into a long session about the institution some other occasion. But let's be specific. It was messy getting there, particularly the last day and night, or night, day, night, and morning, if you will. But it was, again, a budget built on reductions in government. Last year, there was $30 billion cut out of the budget. This year, this is $7.5 billion cut. No taxes. Some enduring reform. So it's a budget better than just punting it down the road over to next year. And we'll talk about next year, too, if you like. But there is a reserve, a prudent reserve that is built in. Now, this will have to go to the voters, and I hope they'll support it as they didn't a previous one. But it's a very good reserve, and it has an additional provision in it that's significant. In a year, you just cannot use up your entire reserve to fund the budget problem. You can use no more than 50% of it, so you retain some of your reserve. That forces the legislature to continue in a tough year to make some continuing tough decisions, as in reducing the size of government, getting rid of an agency or something like that. That reserve is very important. Also, there is pension reform. Not just the negotiated contracts that the governor negotiates and the memorandums of understanding, several of which have passed, that are significant. They require the employee to pay more into their health benefits, and they increase the retirement age, and they decrease the percentage of retirement in certain areas, like from 3.0 to 2.5 or 2.5 to 2. Those are very, very significant, and they were accomplished. They were problematic from 4 o'clock till 4:30 the morning of the final budget. I was sitting with the governor talking about how to get the final votes on all of this, because there was a lot of resistance to that pension reform, but that has been accomplished. To me, that is very significant.
Well, what changed? If you said this is basically the same budget as you guys tried to pass a few months ago, what happened between then and now? Just time?
That's a great question. You know, having been through now 14 budgets there, and I've been a student of it, I came to say budgets are more a product of fatigue than anything else.
Oh, that's nice.
Enough people finally got tired enough. And I think that they began to realize how irresponsible this looked. This is very instructive about the legislature right now that I'm very dissatisfied with. On the other hand, I am a little bit optimistic because I've been able to make a difference myself, being there, showing people another way, and being a conscience and letting them know that this is not the way we need to do government. And let me make the point. As there were meetings and caucuses through the day, the last day, nobody was talking about, you know, the last year, they were not talking about what do the citizens think about this? What does this mean 5 years down the road, this budget? This is a me now, me first society, and that's a sad thing out on the streets as well as in the legislature, and it disturbed me very much. So I kept making the point through the night and through the day, the last day. You know, we talk about the provisions and what we do or do not like in this budget. It's three darn months late. What do the people of California think? If this budget is not accomplished, it's pox on the whole legislature. Not Republicans, not Democrats, everybody. And I think people are starting to realize that. That's that little glimmer of hope I have, Aaron, in these long days and great frustrations and that last day of being angry about it that I had. What's changed, I think, in part, is such things as the Tea Party being a conscience. So some members getting it, that certain things are just irresponsible, and that they need to get beyond it. I hope that this will be telling, and in my last words in the debate that morning, I said, this is unconscionable, despicable to be 3 months late with this budget. Ladies and gentlemen, the Assembly, next year, no more. Do not let this happen again.
Well, Assemblyman Nielsen, we do appreciate your calling in. We're coming up on a break. We also appreciate all of your hard work in Sacramento. We've had many conversations with you, and we know you're in there fighting for us. So thank you again for everything that you do, and appreciate you being on our debut show.
Yeah, we're really hoping
great
we can send you some.
Show. We'll be on you again.
Absolutely, we'll do more stuff. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Mayor Patrick Jones. In a nutshell, this is what the Redding City Council election is about. The average citizen of Redding makes around $30,000 a year. You may be shocked, as I was, that the average employee at City Hall makes $116,000 a year in salary and benefits. This is unaffordable and unsustainable. I need your help to change Redding's course, to get us back on sound financial ground. On November 2nd, please vote for me, Patrick Jones. I'm Patrick Jones, and I approve this message.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222. What do you think of when you hear Joyo de Monterrey, Romeo y Julieta, Carlos Torano, Outro Fuente, Cohiba, La Gloria Cubano, Macanudo, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading with the largest walk-in humidor, filled with premium cigars. You can find cigar cutters, travel humidors, ramrods, bourbon cheroots, Swisher Sweets, Black and Mild, Backwoods, Al Capones, White Owls, and hundreds of cigars to choose from. Tobacco and Brew is open until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, until 7 p.m. on Sundays.
Welcome back to We the People, brought to you by the Redding Tea Party and KCNR 1460 on the AM dial.
We are we're starting this back half here at the very end with Pearson Excavating. Wanted to put a big shout out to Dan and Roxy Pearson for stepping up and sponsoring the show, and also Bill Miller with Miller Auto Transport. We just love these guys, and this wouldn't be possible without sponsors. We're working on a plan, so if you'd like to be a sponsor, you can send us an email, actually, at 1460@readingteaparty.com. You could show up 6 o'clock on any Monday evening and tell somebody. It's at Bonneview Baptist Church, 6 p.m. every single Monday. And I believe that we have Mr. Doug LaMalfa on the phone from the campaign trail. He's over in Crescent City.
Hey, Doug.
Good morning from the lovely coast. How are you all?
We're good. We're great.
So are you foggy, or did it burn off already?
No, it's burned off. It's going to be looking like a nice day. There's some to go, but it's the sun's shining through.
Well, welcome to our debut show, Doug.
Yeah, I'm honored to be on the initial show here. So how's it going?
Oh, well, we're
pretty good.
We have Chandler here flashing his little notes. Says we got 2 minutes, 1 minute break. You know, we're learning how to say our little call letters, and you know, so far we're getting that to push the button that
you know, kicks us out of our seat and throws us out the window.
We didn't have any of that yet, so that's a good thing.
We're still here.
Good care of those sponsors, too. So.
We will. We love our sponsors.
Hey, so how's it going over there? You doing a big barbecue this afternoon?
Yeah, we're having a little campaign reception this afternoon. I was over here last night for a dinner. The Republicans are putting on here. So they honored a couple really great longtime volunteers here who've stood in the trenches for a long time fighting for the right kinds of things that I think we would all pretty much agree with here, that putting forward good candidates and sticking to the conservative line here, those that are the founding principles of this country here. So it was a really great thing.
So, Doug, when you're out on the campaign trail talking to folks everywhere you go, can you summarize, you know, what the sentiment is out there?
Well, when I go around, the district is all contained north of Sacramento, and mostly they want to be left alone by government in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about people out there that are trying to produce, that make the economy go, and they just need a little breathing room to have not have CARB, you know, Air Resources Board and EPA and folks like that coming after them all the time with some new mandate while they're still trying to choke down the last one. And so if we can get a reality check in government that the economy does come from people being productive and not thinking that that the government hiring more people to come watch us all the time and fee us to death, to fine us, to permit us, I mean, you know, that's where this thing has to turn around soon. And, you know, we're talking about, on this November election, a very, very key element to that is Proposition 23.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of things people are thinking about, is that government is spending us all into oblivion. And I know that's a big reason why you and your organization have really caught fire on this, and I appreciate it, because I did spend those 6 years in the Assembly, and back then things were, you know, muddling along. But now, with so many people so strongly engaged in this process and holding their government in, accountable, it's exciting to me, because it feels like I've got, you know, in this position I'm going for that I was in, I've got backup now from the people that I agree with and they,
you know, and I think that that's
me.
Yeah, that's something we've kind of figured out for a lot of the assemblymen, the senators, the congressmen, is for so long they were like a captain without a team. We put them there, and then we went back to our lives, and they didn't have the support and the turnout that everybody else was hoping for. And so I hear that from others, too, that it's so nice to have the general population rallying behind you as you go to battle for us.
We should probably throw out there that the three core principles that really guide this movement are limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. And I know that you came to a lot of our beginning meetings last year. You were with us when we started at Holiday Inn, and I think you were at the first meeting when Red Bluff actually kicked off. And back then, did you think it would keep going? Did you think we'd still be here?
Well, you know, I don't want to be a pessimist, but I do.
No, I mean, I'm asking for real. Someone who's been in politics, what did you think?
Your reaction is going to be a lot of times is that, you know, you get a lot of momentum and a lot of excitement in the beginning, and then it can kind of peter out after a while because, you know, people go back to what their priorities had been before.
Certainly.
Or maybe the organization isn't really doing what they'd hoped or isn't really doing anything in some. In other cases, this one has remained very focused, and it's blows my mind that how quickly it's been expanding and growing with new people coming on board, and new organizations popping up in almost every town here in Northern California.
Yeah, you're going to hang with our friends over there in Crescent City. They've got a great group up there, the Del Norte Tea Party Patriots, with Tanya and Mary and the gang. So I think they're coming to your barbecue this afternoon too. Hey, we've got Gary online too. Had a question for you.
Okay.
So we've never actually taken a caller, so we're going to do that.
It's a maiden voyage.
Okay, so what happens now? Gary, hello.
Hello. Yeah, am I on the air?
You are on the air. Good morning, Gary.
Okay. Oh, good morning to you, and welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you.
Listen, I had a question. It's my understanding that the Tea Party stands for limited government and personal responsibility. And given that, I was just wondering what your position is on Prop 19, the legalization of marijuana initiative.
Well, you know, when the entire state was surveyed, all the different Tea Party groups, they basically, let's see, I'll read you exactly what the synopsis they said. They said, regardless of one's position on the marijuana use, this initiative creates an entirely new bureaucracy to regulate the industry. So based on the limited government, the answer was no. But
like, and that's based on keeping the government small.
But like anything else, we always figure out...
about personal responsibility. It seems to me the government's a nanny state right now, telling us what we can and can't do.
Right, but, okay, so over all of it, you always have to remember that this began as a fight for freedom. So if we're going to fight for freedom, telling people what to do is probably not going to work out so good. So bottom line is, you always make your own choice.
Yeah, automatically.
Okay. All right, well, that's interesting. It's interesting the opposition that it focused on the bureaucracy that was created. I was unaware of that. So if the proposition had said just legalize it with no bureaucracy whatsoever, no regulation whatsoever, you could sell it to kids on the street, you'd be okay with that.
I don't know. I wasn't there when everyone crafted their opinion. But let's let Mr. LaMalfa weigh in on that. How much bureaucracy you think it would create?
Well, you always get a lot more bureaucracy than what you bargain for in any of these.
Look at any other
government program that has come down the pike here. And
I would think it would be about like regulating alcohol. About the same level of bureaucracy as we take to regulate alcohol now, which is some, but not a lot.
It's a lot, and it's very expensive. You know, so it and you know you look at all the fraud that goes on behind the scenes because there's an incentive there to do things without the proper licensing that the government has now required, and you know, same things goes with cigarettes. You have everybody doing the black market thing because they don't want to have the cigarette.
So we need that bureaucracy to protect our public from
pardon me?
Things like that. We need that bureaucracy to protect our public from.
There is, but the bureaucracy. I don't trust the government to limit its bureaucracy right now, so I don't reward government with more responsibility until I've seen for a while. I mean, look at this healthcare takeover that the Obamacare. Will mean, you know, do you think your health care is going to improve with these guys running, the same people that run the Pentagon?
That's another issue, and I appreciate talking to you guys, and your positions were cogent and well expressed, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. Have a great day.
Thanks, Gary. Talk to you again. So let's see, what else is going on out there, Mr. LaMalfa?
Well, you know, a state budget was passed here the other day. Started out in the morning on Thursday and got one done about almost 24 hours later on Friday. And it was, I imagine Jim spoke to you about that.
He did.
Yeah, he said it was basically the same budget as like 3 months ago, but I guess when they let it marinate for a few months, it tasted better, I guess, this round or something.
Yeah, and somebody wore somebody out.
Well, I don't know if that's marinating or if it just decides to... something you eat that didn't sit right and it just comes back up.
There are all sorts of bad analogies that shouldn't be made at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, I've got a question. One of the things that Jim Nielsen mentioned was that there were concessions made in terms of public employee contributions to their retirement and their retirement age. And I'm wondering what your thought is on how that might filter down to the county and local levels. Is that going to set a precedent?
I think it sets a positive precedent that, you know, our local officials, because it's really been the state that has started the ball rolling in the other direction there. And so when we see that at the state level, since a lot of things, unfortunately, are top down, you know, in this case, it can give a little wind to the sails of the folks that are trying to get the types of concessions that are going to keep local government more solvent under these programs for a longer term. So I think in what they were able to win with the various negotiations, there's some new contracts at the state level, and then the final piece coming as far as the budget the other day. You know, some positive direction has been taken on that. It applies to new hires at the state level, people hired from November 10 on. Now, I wasn't in the middle of it, as I'm out of office right now, but my details are a little more sketchy than what others can provide. But from what I'm seeing here, at least it's making it more realistic with people's life expectancy. And then the concept that just because you work for the government doesn't mean you should get cradle to grave, unlike people in the private sector. So the concept that you've put a few years in now entitles you to benefits that are far beyond what anybody would ever get in the private sector.
Yeah,
really
that's
puts
true.
Taxpayers at a disadvantage.
What are you anticipating, you know, as far as the difference in what you get to do and the difference you get to make in the Senate versus the Assembly this time?
Well, the way it is in California's legislature, it's a very similar process, and a bill can be introduced in either house and goes through a similar committee and such process through both sides. But I think what I can bring to the Senate now is I have that 6 years behind me in the Assembly, and I know how to deal with the process, and I know the people in the district pretty well, so I think we can really hit the ground running. We have a good team, a very good team, I'm very proud of, that we're assembling as soon as the election's over with to be able to do that. And so I'm excited about servicing the majority of my old Assembly district that overlaps in the Senate, and there's the new counties that are in it as well, like, you know, Crescent City and Del Norte over here, and Trinity County, and a couple more to the south. So I think for me is just having that experience that I've had, and I haven't changed who I am to do this, and I haven't changed what my values are. So I'm going to bring the that fiscal responsibility and just the remember who I'm serving. It's you.
That part's really nice. I don't ever hear from anybody that, oh, that Doug, he's so fancy.
Yeah, you're one of us, Doug.
People do like my boots a lot.
And I like your hat.
Yeah.
And your car.
Well, you know, hey, I'm a car guy, so yeah.
So that's a Mustang?
Yes, it is.
And what year?
It's an 03 Mach 1.
Okay.
Yep.
If you're going to put a lot of miles
nice
on
wheels.
Something, you might as well make it fun to drive, huh?
That's right.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to drive around in an appliance. You know, there's a long, long distance of travel.
An appliance.
It actually makes $2.99 coming from Reading over to Arcata fun. You know, so
absolutely.
If you can travel the district with a little bit of fun here, then it's going to make that much more incentive to travel the district often, and I do get a lot of miles. But that's where the people are. So I don't want you to have to come see me in Sacramento so much.
We appreciate that.
$20 a day to park and go through all the metal detectors. So,
are you on the road 7 days a week right now?
Well, I do try and take Sunday off to be with the family and mm-hmm. honor the Sabbath. I am on the road today here, so it's quite a ways up here to Crescent City.
But, hey, and so before we get cut off here, because I guess what happens at 9 o'clock is it just starts talking about other stuff automatically. The machine does that. But the machine. Because we are in an appliance here. Hey, what's happening with your schedule tomorrow? Do you know?
I'm still filtering that one out there. So depends how far I get at any one time. So
no
what do you
sweat.
Got going?
So we
what
may.
What do you got going on tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow night we've got folks from the Carly Fiorina campaign, because that's the one piece of our elected officials that hasn't come through yet that would be our senator, which would be awesome. We would love to make a switch from Barbara Boxer. That would be fantastic.
Hey, do we want to take one quick call from Jim on line two before we wrap up today's show?
Absolutely. Talk fast, Jim.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hey. I'd like to ask Doug if there's anything he can do about illegal aliens getting benefits, because did you know that, and I've heard this straight from a lady's mouth, my daughter broke her arm a few years ago. I had to go get emergency Medi-Cal. I did get it, but I had to go back and forth, show them 401k receipts, rent receipts, bank statements. I mean, it was a long, drawn-out process.
Better let him answer, Jim, because they're flashing the sign at it.
Yeah, we've got about 1 minute for Doug to answer.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim. On illegal immigration, we have an unwillingness by the majority we have in the state legislature to do much. So it's going to take a continued pressure by the public to get the legislature to do something. And so
we took
a measure a few years ago with Prop 187, which there's nothing wrong with Prop 187. So if they found constitutional grounds to toss it, we need to fix that portion and run it again, because the people, I think, will vote for this. And so this is why now we didn't have the Tea Party movement and all the volunteers out there a few years ago with 187 and these other measures we've tried. Now we do. I think if we can do this right, we can get this thing to catch fire. And in California, require ID when you show up to vote. Require people to be legal citizens if they're going to get on the benefits or be part of our school system. But it's going to take a few of us in the legislature to light it on fire, and then the people out in the district.
Amen. We're getting cut off. Here comes the music. So
thank you, Doug. Have a great day.
We hope we can see you tomorrow, guys. Carly Fiorina is going to be in town Tuesday, October 12th. That's this Tuesday at 4 o'clock at Simpson University. A little FYI there. Check us on ReddingTeaParty.com. You have been on KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucera. A key passageway for NATO troops between Pakistan and Afghanistan reopened.
The Khyber Pass was back to business today. Pakistani authorities had closed the famous transit point after a NATO airstrike killed two Pakistanis in the border area. The pass is NATO's primary supply route. Hundreds of coalition trucks had been trapped midway through, leaving them open to attack. Nina Donaghy, Fox News Radio.
Bomb attacks in Afghanistan leaving 7 dead, including 2 NATO troops. NATO saying 2 coalition service members killed in a blast in a highway in southern Afghanistan. In eastern Afghanistan, 5 members of a family died in a roadside bombing. President Obama hoping to rally Democrats today in the city of brotherly love.
Joining the president today in Philly will be Vice President Joe Biden. Pretty rare joint appearance for them. They have some work to do. A new poll by the Washington Post and Harvard University highlights the challenge. It finds Tea Party supporters and conservative voters the most energized.